Do you sometimes struggle to trust in God's providence, feeling as though you're navigating life without guidance? Join me in today's video as we delve into stories showcasing Padre Pio's prophetic knowledge, demonstrating that indeed God watches over us. Stay tuned. Welcome back to our YouTube channel following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. And now to our story. Today's stories are sourced from the book Padre Pio, the Saint of the Third Millennium, by Olivio Cesca. Within his pages, we find three amazing anecdotes that reveal Padre Pio's profound gift of prophecy, which may inspire you to place more trust in divine providence. So let's dive into our first story, as recalled by Cleonice Morcaldi, one of Padre Pio's closest spiritual daughters. Listen to this. During a four-week stay at the hospital in San Giovanni Rotondo, where she was bedridden due to some illness, Cleonice had the opportunity to speak with various doctors about the friar who never ceased to amaze people, Padre Pio. One of these doctors was Professor Francesco Lotti. Now, just a quick side note for context, Francesco first met Padre Pio a long time ago, when he was just a teenager. When Francesco's father died, he and his mother traveled to San Giovanni Rotondo from their home in northern Italy to seek Padre Pio's guidance. During their conversation, Padre Pio told Francesco, "I will now be your new father." Since then, they shared a close bond. Now back to Cleonice's story in the hospital. When Cleonice asked Dr. Francesco if he had any stories about Padre Pio, he responded with laughter. "Any stories? I could stay here for 15 days and still wouldn't be able to tell you everything." He then continued, "But all right, since my time is limited, I will stick to a personal experience. In 1944, I was a soldier and received orders to go to Greece. Before that, however, I wanted to bid farewell to Padre Pio. It was then that I witnessed his gift of prophecy." "What do you do in life, young man?" Padre Pio asked. "Padre, you know I have a job," Francesco answered. "I know, but it's a pity you made a mistake in choosing your profession. You should become a doctor and come to work at my hospital." "How?" Francesco inquired. "I don't have the means to pay for studies. Besides, I'm in military service, and I have to go to Greece." "You won't go to Greece," Padre Pio stated firmly. "Go back home and enroll in university." "And who will pay for the costs?" Francesco asked. And Padre Pio simply replied, "Trust in divine providence." Francesco continued, "I entered the house somewhat dazed and found a letter from the commander granting me 3 months of leave. It was July and the war would end in Italy in September. Just as Padre Pio had predicted, I didn't go to Greece. And I enrolled in the university, not knowing how I would pay for it. And here comes the best part. Believe it or not," said Francesco, "every time I received the bill, an envelope with the exact amount came with it. I never found out who sent the money." This story truly echoes what Jesus told his disciples in gathered crowd about how God takes care of us. "Do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink. God will indeed provide all that is necessary." Our second story comes from Leonardo Andretto from Venice, who shared a fascinating anecdote. Aware that one of her friends was traveling to San Giovanni Rotondo, Leonardo made a curious proposition. "Do you know that Padre Pio knows things from a distance? Want to test it? During confession, ask him what name I will give to my unborn son." So, during the confession, the friend asked Padre Pio, "Mrs. Andretto from Venice is expecting a boy, and she would like you to suggest a name. A boy? No, no, it's a girl, Padre Pio impatiently declared. Sure enough, a month later, Leonarda gave birth to a girl, whom she baptized with the name Maria Francesca Pia, in honor of Padre Pio. This must have truly been a surprise, considering that in those days, one could not determine what the child is before birth. Our third and final story for today revolves around Father Giovanni Siena. Father Siena was a great admirer of the Mexican songwriter De Ortega, owning nearly all his records. In fact, his greatest dream was to meet De Ortega in person. One morning, as Father Siena was preparing for Mass in the sacristy, Padre Pio told him, "Giovanni, go to the church and ask the Mexican to come in." Following Padre Pio's instruction, Siena went to the church and announced over the microphone, "If there's a Mexican here, please come. Padre Pio wants to speak to you." A man stood up and followed him to the sacristy. "Both of you are invited to help with my Mass," Padre Pio said. After Mass in the sacristy, Father Siena asked the Mexican gentleman, "May I know who you are?" "De Ortega," the man answered. "De Ortega?" Father Siena asked in disbelief. "It can't be. What an honor. I've been wanting to meet you for so long." "And you?" De Ortega asked in return. "I am Father Giovanni Siena." "Giovanni Siena? Look at that. I've also wanted to meet you very much. I read your book, This is the Hour of the Angels, and I found a chapter about Saint Michael impressive. I wanted to ask for your permission to turn it into a song." End of story. Now, I don't know if Mr. Ortega ever composed a song, but his encounter with Father Siena serves as a powerful reminder of the mysterious ways in which divine providence works. Just as Padre Pio guided Dr. Francesco to enroll in university despite the lack of money, so too does God guide each of us along our unique journeys. Trusting in divine providence means surrendering to the belief that God's plan for us is perfect, even when we can't see the full picture. So, no matter what challenges we face, let us trust in divine providence and surrender to the loving hands of our Heavenly Father, and to the guidance of Padre Pio and our Heavenly Mother, who want to lead us to our ultimate good, the salvation of our soul. Thank you for listening. Please do like and share this video to help our channel grow. And please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories, or our playlist of Padre Pio thoughts for the day. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You'll find a link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.